Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for allowing us to come into your sanctuary with a mind, Father God, that is stayed on you. We just want to thank you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for giving us the courage, Father God, that to step forward on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just want to thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your presence, because you said where two or three are gathered, you are there. Oh God, we just want to thank you on tonight for any and everything that you are doing, Lord. And we welcome you into this place on tonight, God. We welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into the sanctuary. We welcome you into our situation. We welcome you into our concerns, Father God, and even our challenges. We just want to welcome you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know if you are present in it, God, that it cannot overtake us, Lord. Because you said, Father God, that we are more than a conqueror. So right now, God, we want to cast all our cares at your feet, Lord. We want to give you any and every worry, problem, concern, every challenge, Father God, everything that causes us to be in a place of struggle, Lord. We want to cast it all down at your feet right now, because we know, Lord, that it's being seated in the most. We know that it's being We know if these things are in your presence, God, that they cannot, Father God, overtake us, Lord. We know, Father God, that if we lay these things down at your feet in your presence, God, that you are going to take care of it and you are going to handle it, because you said that we ought to cast all our cares at you, God. So we are throwing it down right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to trust you with it, God, because we know that you can handle it, Lord. We know that you can fix it. We know that you can change it. We know that you can take care of it, God, because your hands are not slack and neither are they short. So we are going to give it all to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you can do what you do best, and that's simply seeing about us, God. We're going to give it all to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He called it in the revolution. Oh God, he called na-na-ma-na, because we don't want it anymore, God. We can't do anything with it, Lord. He called it in the local shana. Oh God, he called my mind in the local shana. Oh God, I'm asking you to open up the hearts on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to accept any and everything that the Spirit is saying to the church. I'm asking you to help your people to know they work, Father God, and understand that they are valuable to you. Oh God, I'm asking you to rain down in this place on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remove any and everything out of our hearts, Lord, that is not like you, Lord. Remove any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pulling our finger, wagging our head. Remove that spirit, Father God, of degradation and even segregation on tonight. Remove it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be in a place of being via consona de loco si. Oh God, we want to decrease that you may be able to increase on tonight, God. We want the more of you, Lord, but we must first empty ourselves out and declutter ourselves. We're going to open up that treasure chest that we harbor in our hearts on tonight, God, and we're going to empty it out, beat it up, go see, I hire the local see, so you can overflow our cups on tonight. We want to refill on tonight, God, and we want a refill of your spirit. We want a refill of your anointing. We want a refill of your peace. We want a refill of your love. We want a refill of you, God, in totality, Lord. Even now, God, I'm asking you, Lord, to put coals of fire on my tongue and burn up any and everything that is not like you, God, that I would only speak the oracles of you as I stand before your people. Oh God, as we read your word on tonight, Lord, I'm asking you to open up the revelation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your people will really, really get it tonight, God. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, because we know that you can, we know that you are able, and we know, Father God, that you are capable, because there is absolutely nothing that is impossible with you, God. Oh God, you are a God with no limits. You are a God with no limits. Hey! Oh, ba-ba-ba. Hey, God. Oh God, open up our hearts on today, God. Purge out any and all that old stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That old leaven, God, them old seeds that was planted, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, to understand what your spirit is saying to the church. Even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you and we lift you up, God. We lift you up on tonight, God. A tendency of thinking and believing we don't measure up to the qualities that other people expect from us. And so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking that we are not good enough for that position or for to do this or for to do that, even on our job. It's so many times that we downgrade our own qualifications all because of what we think a person thinks of us or how we think a person looks at us. Oh God, I thank you for allowing your son to justify us. I thank you for authenticating us. Hey! Thank you, Jesus. See, some of us walk in so much pride until we think that we are this or we think that we are that. And you are only what you are because of God. Everything you are is because of Him. Everything that He wants you to become is because of Him. But it's up to us to choose. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of stopping and going. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. We get an attitude in, and we need to check our character and our characteristics and not allow our emotions to rule us, because we gonna miss it. We don't want to miss it. We don't want to miss it. And the only way that we don't miss it is if we choose. This song here. This song right here. We need to understand that we are valuable and that we are worthy and that we have purpose. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what nobody said to you, about you, against you. None of that matters. None of that matters. Because Jesus showed us all that we were valuable and had worth when he hung on that cross. He hung on that cross for each and every last one of us individually. So you ain't got to measure up to nobody else's expectations. You ain't got to give up so suddenly. You ain't got to degrade yourself or segregate yourself. It's not good. It's not good. See, it's all a process. It's all a process. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why do we as people think we can't measure up? I would not give a rat's tail what nobody say about me. Whether it's a lie, whether it's the truth, I don't care what you say. The name of the sermon tonight is The Measure. The Measure. Some of us think so little of ourselves until we want to give it all up. We want to even commit suicide. We want to walk away from it all. We want to stop doing this and stop doing that. We want to, we doing not enough. We not doing enough for our own selves, spiritually as well as naturally, to understand really what the measure is. Because we be too busy trying to live up to everybody else's expectations inside of us. We be so busy trying to live up to everybody else's expectations inside of us until we don't understand our own worth and our own value. We really don't get that. Because we always trying to measure up to everybody's expectation. Because of how they look at us or what they say about us or what they think about us. And that's what be going on in our minds. That's what be going on in our hearts. That's what be going on in our thoughts. Again, the name of the sermon tonight is The Measure. The Measure. You ain't got to live up to nobody else's expectations of you. And stop expecting everybody else to live up to your expectations. I'm going to give y'all what the Lord has given me. Right when I walked through this door, as soon as I walked through the door, he gave it to me. So I had to hurry up and go in the office and start writing. Because he did not give it to me earlier. And I've been up in this sanctuary, baby. because I want something more, God. I desire the more. I do. The name of the sermon tonight is The Measure. I'm not going to hold you guys long. I'm going to give you what he gave me. The name of the sermon tonight is The Measure. What is measure? When I got to reading the definitions of this, it just blew me. It just blew me. We're going to the book of Matthew's on tonight. And we're going to talk about some things that Jesus said so that we could understand what measure really is. Measure. It's an adequate or due portion. So if he gave every man a measure of faith, he gave you an adequate amount that you need. He gave you a due portion. Measure is a moderate degree. You got a certain amount of degrees in this measure. Tonight, measure is a fixed or suitable limit. A fixed or suitable limit. Measure is a step planned or taken as a means to an end. Measure is to regulate by a standard. Oh, I've been talking about all this stuff on prayer line. All this stuff I've been talking about in this sanctuary. Measure is an action plan or taken to achieve a desired result. You can look it up yourself. Measure, M-E-A-S-U-R-E. These are the definitions to measure. So, why do we feel like we don't have an adequate whatever because of what we think other people think about us? In other words, why do we think we can't measure up to some? Because the first thing we'll say, oh, I wasn't good enough, or I wasn't enough, or I'm not enough, or we are so messed up inside of our minds because of our thoughts until the measure that we think about ourselves is a fixed or suitable limit. That's what the definition is. Let's go to chapter 13 in the book of Matthews. I want y'all to study the whole chapter 13 because it's really good. I'm going to read two scriptures. Because Jesus was talking to the people and the folk about the kingdom of heaven. Because it's so many times that we compare ourselves with others. That's another definition of measure. I couldn't write it all down. I'm finna read it. We always want to compare ourselves. We always want to outdo somebody. So, measure. I'm finna read it. An estimate of what is to be expected as of a person or situation. I just told y'all, stop expecting so much. I want to read this other definition of measure. Let me find it right quick, because there's so many of them. A basis or standard of comparison. The next one is a step plan or taken as a means to an end. So, in the thesaurus, a given or particular mass or aggregate of matter. Listen, the third definition is what I just told y'all. Something set up as an example against which others of the same type are compared. So we don't think we can measure up to nobody else. I have heard people say this to me. I say, I want you to pray. This is what they'll say. I can't pray like you. Well, why are you comparing yourself to me? Why you think that your prayers ain't going to measure up to mine? Your prayers ain't going to measure up to mine. Because the measure that God put down inside of you, it has no limits. But we limit ourselves. Because I don't want you to pray like me. If that's the case, I'll pray. I want you to pray like you. It may be short. It may be long. It may be of a few words, but it may be of a lot of words. It may be soft and quiet, or it may be screaming. It may be crying. It may be howling. However it is, the measure that you have, stop measuring it with what somebody else got. Because you will keep putting yourself in a place of degradation and segregation. Stop limiting yourself. Stop putting yourself down here when God put you up here. Why did he put me up there? He put you up there when he sent his son Jesus. I'm going to prove it tonight. I'm going to prove it to y'all. I'm going to prove it. Matthews chapter 13. Verse 31. Jesus was talking in parables as he do all the time. Another parable put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. What is a grain, y'all? It's a single small hard seed. It didn't just say seed. It said hard seed. What did the Lord say about us? Our hearts are hard. Listen to this. The least amount possible. That's what a grain is. A grain is a basic or characteristic quality. Y'all don't believe me? Look it up. A grain is one's characteristic attitude or they move. Okay, so if the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, what are you sowing in your heart? Because we don't want to be malnourished. We don't want to die from starvation. We don't want to not get enough of that water, that living water. I'm finna prove it. Listen to this. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. So, y'all get that? But when it is grown to become mature, that's what grown is. It's to eventually have as a state or quality. So everybody ain't gonna get it as quick as everybody else. So in the midst of you knowing that's logic, you may not get it as quick as I get it. That don't mean you got to compare yourself to me and think you down here. Because God has already stepped. Let me finish this before I get into the day. Another parable put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is matured or grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. So once you are matured, then you become what? Great. The greatest of all herbs. And then you become the tree that is what? Grounded and rooted. You ain't easily plucked up. You're not going to easily be able to be moved. You ain't going to stop and go. You ain't going to. See, let me tell y'all something about maturity. Maturity comes in persistence. Maturity comes in consistency. Maturity comes in simply being open to it all. What do you mean by that? Just what I said, to it all. You can mature in your season or in the time of being rejected. Let me put that in another way. You can grow by the seed that was planted inside of you by what? By what? That grain. That grain. The Bible declares that a little, did I say the least amount? The Bible declares that a little leaveneth the whole lump. So it don't take much to cause growth or maturity, but you got to choose. You can become mature in correction. You can become mature in understanding. Because it only take a little bit, just a grain. I left home too quick because I got mustard seeds at home. I want to bring them. And you do not have to compare or measure yourself with nobody else. Because that little, what do the Bible says? The least. Do I got to read it again? The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. So it don't matter what you say or what you think about me, what you have said, whether it's good or what is bad. I'm not going to allow that to move me because I'm a tree planted. And a tree got roots. You got to blow real hard to knock a tree up out the board, out the ground. The only person capable of doing that is God. And that's in tornadoes and hurricanes. I'm just saying. Listen to me. A grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all. So why you thinking that you don't amount or measure up to nobody else's qualifications? Hold on to that thought. Because the least. Why you thinking you the least? This is what the Bible says. Which indeed is the least of all seed. But when it is grown, baby, when you done matured in rejection, when a person rejects you, or when a person do not, because the first thing we say, I ain't pretty enough, or I ain't good enough, or I ain't enough. The first thing, you just think about this. You more than enough. They just couldn't handle it. They not rejecting you. They just losing you. You're not losing them. They rejected my work. Or they rejected your job. They rejected it. And I think it's okay. Let them reject it. Because the Bible says the least of them. You can mature in that without getting an attitude. You can mature in correction. Stop telling yourself, oh, I'll never get it right, which is true. Because you can never get it right. Only God can get it right in you. But you got to choose to do right. You got to choose to think right. You got to choose to act right. Because it only takes just a little bit. That little seed that you sow. When you get ready to act out of character, you shut it down. You plant a little seed, and guess what? It's growing. That means you maturing. You maturing how? Because you are learning self-control. I'm just saying. This is what I'm telling y'all what this book say right here. I'm always getting whooped on. I'm always getting corrected. I'm always to that. So instead of you reacting how you normally reacted by running, by stopping, by leaving, I'm just going to not do this. I'm just going to not do that. Do the opposite of what you normally do. That's when you're growing. That's when you're maturing. I'm maturing in correction. How? By simply accepting it. So it's going to help me to accept it. It's going to help me to accept. Y'all need some more examples. I'm talking about the book. Because all these things will make you what? Great. You'll be greater. And when I say great, that means you will be more than a conqueror. Oh, I done conquered that already. Why they keep trying the same thing? Because they're the devil. It's going to keep coming. Did I conquer your emotions? How can I conquer my emotions? Lord, help me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to love even in spite of God. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to forgive even in spite of. So guess what? Tried and true, baby. It's going to be something that occur or you experience from that same individual or somebody else. It ain't got to be the same person. But it can be the same exact situation. How you going to react to your character? I just read all of these definitions to this stuff. What characteristics are you going to take on to sow just a little bit more stability in my thoughts to stabilize my emotions? Guess what? I'm maturing. It's okay. So let me tell y'all about my day. So the Lord been dealing with me about a whole bunch of stuff. About everybody else. And so in the midst of it, I said, Lord, I'm coming to you right now for me. Because that's something I rarely do. And in the midst of it, the Lord started flashing a whole bunch of people in my face like this. Blue, blue, blue. And all of a sudden, I start crying, screaming and hollering. And guess what I said? I said, I forgive you such and such. And I said their name. I forgive you. And then I said their name. And when I say, you talking about, I feel so new. I feel so fresh. Because in the midst of it, I didn't just say, I forgive you and said their name. I said what you did to me. Or what I thought you did to me. Or what I felt, what I knew you did. I said, girl, he had me call out a name and say, I forgive you for two people. And guess what? They under the dirt. Did you hear what I say? And what he put in my face, I had already thought I released it all. I about cried, I about released, and when I raised myself up, he said, now, since you forgave, you ain't got to worry about measuring up to nobody's standards in you. So they could say all they want to. You supposed to be a pastor. I am. You supposed to be a you said this and you said that, and it's just the truth. You either accept it or not. I'm not gonna, because you don't want the truth. I'm not doing that. That I'm not gonna do. So, yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Everybody that you thought offended you, that you thought rejected you, that you thought slandered you or talked about you or said all manner of evil against you, everybody that you thought reproached you, everybody that you thought they tried to kill your character, or they tried to kill you as a person, and they tried to defame you, any and every, I wouldn't care, baby. He had me calling out a name to somebody from my childhood. And when I say childhood, I want to say I was in the first and second grade. Had to be. Forgot all about. Y'all should have seen the in my face. Like, it was amazing. It was amazing. See, we get to the place and get to the point that we degrade ourselves so much until we look in the mirror and we don't think we pretty. We start talking about our own stuff. Guess what? You worrying about what everybody else say, but you're not worrying about what you say? About yourself? What's all that about? If we feel like we got some issues going on, I told y'all about my belly. What I feel about my belly. If I feel like that, do something about it then. I'm not finna go get anything altered. That's just me. Now, I don't know about nobody else, but I'm talking about me. I can still eat as much as I want to, but I just got to limit the portions. I can do whatever I want. Let me say this to peoples. God made all of us beautiful. And no matter what we do or how we do it, we ain't gonna ever be satisfied. Why you say that, Yvette? Because when I was small and skinny, I wanted to be bigger. Now that I done got bigger, I wanna be thick. When I was real short, I was 4'11", y'all, until I turned 21 years old. And now I'm 5'6". It was like I just grew. I complained about being too short because I could never see nothing, especially going to the games, because I told y'all my boyfriend was on the football team. So I couldn't hardly see. So now, guess what I be saying? I'm tall for a woman, which I am. 5'7" and above is tall for a woman. My niece is still in her late, she's in her late 30s. My niece is 5'11". She way up there. She way up there. Did you hear what I say? And she always talk about her height. Because she get teased, or she did. She 5'11", And she wear like a size 12, almost 13 shoe. So I used to say she had broke ankles for feet and she's an Amazon for a woman. That affected that young girl. I mean, seriously, when she was just 10 years old, she was wearing a size 10 in women's shoe. Literally. I'm just, we are never satisfied. I think about the China women. Do you know they cut off half of their feet because they want little bitty feet? They used to cut off half of their feet. Because why do you think they walk like this? Not just because their dresses are, but because they if it was not for their shoes, they would not be able to stand up. Because you need your toes to stand. Did y'all know your toes help you balance? Especially that pinky toe. For real. You couldn't grab if you didn't have a thumb. So traditionally, what they do is wear shoes and stuff too small for their feet. They cause their feet to bunch up and grow. Wait, look at the history. Y'all know I love history. For real. Stop thinking and believing that you don't measure up to somebody else's qualifications. Stop comparing yourself with somebody, because everything that you are, God is the reason for. Everything that you're going to be. It don't matter if you not mature in this area. You keep on pressing. You keep on praying. You keep on doing what you got to do. You keep on fasting. You keep on reading your word. You keep on trying. And he's gonna perfect it. How can it get perfected? By constantly going through it. Your characteristics will change. I know without a shadow of a doubt. You will become more patient and tolerable with folk and people. Ask me, a person who didn't have no patience. I told y'all how the Lord started me off. Because I used to get on the expressway and go everywhere I needed to go. Because in Detroit, we just got expressways everywhere. And I can get there real quick. I stayed all the way out in Madison Heights, and I had to go to church on Joy Road in Southfield, and the Lord told me to take the street. And then when I got behind the old people, they driving slow. I want to go around. He said, nope, drive behind. So I knew I had to leave for to go to church at least an hour and a half early, because I had to be there to start prayer. So and then he start allowing me to be around people that because I had zero tolerance. When I say zero tolerance for foolishness, for real, I mean, I'll go from 1 to 100 in a split second. God will teach you. It only take a little bit of you trying not to cuss somebody out. Then he'll take them cuss words from you, but you still hollering. Then you try not to holler. He'll take out that screaming and give you a calmness in your spirit. It only take a little bit. I just read it. It only take a little bit to change even your thoughts. Just a little bit. I'm not going to think negative about that. Even though it's what you see. Even though it's what you hear. Even though. Just. No. I'm not going. Because if God be for me, who can be against me? If don't nobody else love me, I know God do. If don't nobody else want me. And that's another thing that he told me today. He say many are called, but few are chosen. And so this revelation that he gave us today about that. God calls us all to a higher place in him. But the only way we could be chosen is if we choose him. If we don't choose him, he's not going to choose us. He said it. He said it in his word. So we have to make a choice. You know what? I'm all in, God. I'm just, I know I'm going to get beat. I'm going to get pressed. I'm going to get whooped. He's saying his rod and his staff, they come from me. So he will whoop you and then let you lean on him. He will correct you and then let you walk righteous. I'm just saying, I'm giving y'all what these scriptures mean. For real. Because we read this stuff, but we really do not have the true meaning of it. And so we apply, we just take out certain other stuff. And we just, so I want y'all to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want y'all to write down anybody. I don't care if it's even from your childhood. Don't even try to think of that person, because you know who you don't like and who you don't have, you haven't forgive. You know what's hard for you to forgive, and you know what's hard for you to get over. You know what a person did or said or whatever. Start writing. And write down all that stuff. Because there's some stuff that our relatives have said to us, we still ain't got over, got past, and we ain't even forgave for it. It's the stuff that our loved ones, how about, this is what we say, I'm sleeping with the enemy. Is you really sleeping with the enemy? Why you thinking you sleeping with the enemy? The Lord could very well be allowing the devil to use him to do what? Mature you. What you think about that, Lisa? To mature you. Oh, Lord, give me patience. Oh, God, give me high. I remember when we was in Missionary Circle one day, and Sister Latrenda, she was the leader of Missionary Circle, and she only a couple years older than me. And so I was, you know, trying to really learn the Bible. You know what I'm saying? And so she said, ask God for patience. My sister was like, I ain't asking for no patience, because that patience bring about trouble. I say, either you ask willingly, or either you did. Because Jesus was, God, Jesus, the Spirit, is so patient with us. Because we're a mess. We stiff-necked, we hard-hearted. What that Bible say about that grain of mustard seed? It's hard. Yet little is hard. What do he say about our hearts? It's hard. What do he say about our neck? Stiff-necked. What does stiff-neck mean? Pride. Haughtiness. Daintiness. We so stiff-necked until we can't even look at nobody. We rolling our eyes cock-eyed. We can't even turn our head. We got to turn our whole body. Because, I mean, seriously. We a mess. So write down all this stuff. Write down all these things that God can make us over. That he can change some things down in the inside of us. That we will be pleasing in his sight. I want to be pleasing in his sight. I know I can't do it on my own. It ain't no, it's, when I say it ain't no way. Write down all this stuff. Write down all this stuff that you holding on to. And stop thinking that you got to measure up to somebody else's qualification. No, you ain't got to measure up to nobody else. You don't. After you write them things down, please come put them on the altar. And after you put them on the altar, stay on the altar and start praying for yourself.
Because we want to get it right this time.
This is the first day of new beginnings, y'all. Baby, last month was the month of rededication for 31 days. It was an opportune time for us to rededicate ourselves. Get to the end and then want to stop. Want to not do it. Want to go into a new beginning. Allow God to mature you and grow you in Him. Through that experience, through that situation, through that conversation, through that rejection, through that thing somebody said, through that thing somebody did, through what you think, not worrying about what nobody else thinks. Stop limiting yourself in Christ. Because the more you press, because the more you get in His face, every little bit, every time you read them scriptures over and over again, that little bit will help you to grow and mature. I'm telling you. Believe me. I'm a living witness. I'm a testimony of it. He never said it was going to be easy, but what He did say was don't give up. He said keep pressing. He said, keep moving on, moving forward. Not when you want to. Not allowing your emotions to dictate your actions. I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. And I'm tired of this. Okay, so you tired, then you choosing the wrong person. Because it ain't no good thing that dwells inside of you. The Bible says, ain't none righteous, no, not one. Ain't no good thing inside of us unless God imputed it. So much that mercy. Beyond what you see about yourself, God see the best in you. God sees the best in you. You may not see it because you're so used to somebody saying this or somebody doing this or somebody acting it. So what? Let them do them. You just don't do what they saying you do. How about that? Every little that you try to change, every little that you try to think positive, every little, it'll help you to mature. It'll help you to grow. It'll help you to be great. In other words, you conquered that thing. It don't matter what they say. It's not going to trigger me and make me get to screaming and hollering. It's not going to trigger me and make me angry and I stop. It's not going to trigger me where I get to accusing folk, pointing the finger and wagging the head. It's not going to trigger me where I think so little of myself. Because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He don't want you to see what God sees. He don't want you to believe what God told you He sees. Oh God, as we write these things down, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you know our hearts. You know any and everything, Father God, that we struggle with. You know any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that has caused us to go into a place, Lord, that we know you don't want us in. So we're asking you to help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we release these things. The help we're asking for is the freedom in our thoughts. Freedom in our mind. Help us, Lord, to be ready. Help us to be ready, Father God, when that reproach comes. Help us, Father God, to choose to do different, to approach it different, to think about it different. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to accept your will. Because we get so angry, y'all, at stuff, at words, in conversation. Make us over tonight, Lord. Make us over tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to be comforted in you. Make us over tonight, God. Make us over, God. That we won't compare ourselves to nobody. That we won't think that we have to measure up to nobody else, or what they say, what they don't say, what they think about us, how they look at us. Lord, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to mature and grow in you, knowing our worth and our value through your son Jesus' blood for us. Heal us tonight, God. Even now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you for your word on tonight that has gone forth, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because your word said it's quick and powerful and sharpened into a sword. We thank you for allowing that word to go in tonight, God, and cut up some things that's not like you, Father God, dissecting anything on the inside of us, God, that tells us, God, that we are not God when you said that we are, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for that word coming on tonight, Father God. May it uproot every seed, Father God, that's contrary to your will and your way, God. When you have already, Father God, told us who we are, God. When you have already justified and approved us, Lord God. So on tonight, God, we accept your word and we want to tell you thank you, God. God, on tonight, God, we accept your word that we can receive, Father God, everything, Lord God, that you have already spoken to us and told us, God, over our lives and who we are in you today, God. God, on tonight, we're going to release to you, God. We're going to let go and release, Father God, of any and everybody, Father God, who has ever caused us or made us feel like, Lord God, that we had to be more than what they said we should be, Father God. Any and everybody, Father God, who may have made us feel like, Lord God, we were not enough, Father God. Anybody we thought or believed, Father God, that may have even made us feel like, Lord God, we should be enough, Father God. God, on tonight, we accept who we are in you, Father God. God, on tonight, Father God, we reject anything else, Lord God, that's contrary to what your word says, Lord God. Because tonight, we stood on your word, Father God. We are everything that you have called for us to be, God. We are who you say we are, God. And we are not just enough, God, but we are more than enough, Lord. And we want to say thank you for that on tonight, God, because you are the one who told us so, God. And we know that your word is true, and it does not return void, God. So if you said it, it is so, God. So on tonight, God, we're going to forgive that friend. Tonight, God, we're going to forgive that loved one. God, on tonight, God, we're going to forgive, Father God, that spouse, God, that person that we were in a relationship with, God, that sister, Lord God, that cousin, Lord God, whoever it may be, God, somebody from our childhood, God, tonight, God, we're going to release it to you, and we're going to let it go, Father God, and we're going to accept your truth, Lord, because you already, Lord God, made us who we are. You already, Father God, wrote our stories. You are the one, Lord God, who had already, Lord God, put all what you needed to be put on the inside of us, God. You put the ingredients in us, God, to make us who we needed to be, Father God. And we want to say thank you for what you put on the inside of us, God, making us to be who you need us to be, God. We thank you, Father God, what you have allowed to take place, God, in order to sharpen us, to mold us, to buffet us, God, that we could mature to become who you want us to become, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless you one tonight, Lord God, because you know everything that we need, Father God. And we are, God, because of you, Lord God. We are nothing without you, Lord God. And we just bless you on tonight, God, for making us to be what you want us to be, God. Not what somebody else said we should be, God. Not even what we think
we should have been, Lord God, even that on tonight, God. Lord God, we're going to forgive our own selves, God, and we're going to release what we thought we should have been, God, because we compared ourselves, God, or what we saw, Father God, or what the world told us that we should have measured up to, Father God, because that is not, God, what you had designed for us, God. God, on tonight, God, we're going to stay the course. God, on tonight, we're going to stand on your word. God, on tonight, we're going to continue to allow your word to mature us, Lord God, and make us free from all those things on tonight, God. So, Lord, I ask for tonight you will touch the minds of your people, that your word, Father God, will dissect some things. Your word will uproot some seeds that were planted, God, whether it was somebody else, Lord God, or whether we did it to ourselves, God, because sometimes, God, we plant those seeds. We water those seeds, but on tonight, God, we ask that you would break us free, God. God, on tonight, we're changing the act, that you would change our mental state on tonight, God, that you, Lord God, would change our perception, God, so that we would no longer, Father God, think that we are less than, but we are more than. Oh, God, your word tells, God, that the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Oh God, on tonight, oh God, your word, let us be reminded that we are the head and not the tail. We are the lender and not the borrower, Lord. So on tonight, Lord God, let your people accept your word, because your word will make us free. Your word, God, will empower us, God, not to be arrogant and prideful, God, but have that confidence and assurance, God, because we know who we are in you, Lord God, and because you said it, because you are our Father, and we know, Lord God, you won't lead us astray. We know, Father God, you won't do anything to harm us or hurt us, Lord. So on tonight, we ask that you continue to make us sober, that we may continue, Lord God, to allow you to make us great, that you may continue, Father God, to put what you put on the inside of us, Lord God, to grow and develop, Lord God, so that we can mature and become everything, Lord God, that you have designed for us to be, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord. We give you all the glory on today. We thank you, Father God, for rewriting some things in us, God, that we can walk in the power of the door that you have given us, God, that we may embrace our divine destiny, Lord God, and our purpose to you, Lord God, that we may walk according to your will, your purpose, and your plan that you have specifically designed for us, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight. We thank you on tonight for your word, God. We thank you, Father God, for the assurance in your word, Father God, to know that we measure up just the way that you say that we should, Lord God. We bless you on today, God. God, continue to help us to mature in you, Lord. Let us choose, Lord God, to do those things that will help us, to allow you to help us, Lord God. Impute your righteousness on the inside of us, God. Give us the heart of forgiveness and absolutions, Lord God. Operating, Lord God, by the Spirit, allow the fruits of the Spirit, Father God, to continue, Lord God, to develop in us, God, that we can bear good fruit on today, God. God, may we continue, Lord God, to choose to do it your way, Lord God, because your way is best for us, Lord God. And we want to say thank you. God, continue to help us to continue with you, God, and be persistent and consistent, God. May we continue, Father God, allow you to buffet us, Lord God, and not thinking, believing that we're being picked on, but you're just picking some things out of us, God. God, continue to buffet us, God. Even if you got to use somebody else, Lord God, let us accept the buffeting, Father God, so that we may be able to have that self-control. That we may be able to practice that patience, God. That we may be able to be tolerant and temperate, God. To be kind, to be loving, God, and even loving, God, in spite of, Lord, even in the knowing, God. Lord, give us the heart of acceptance on tonight, God, to accept the unacceptable and forgive the unforgivable, Lord God. God, we want to continue to mature in you, God, because your word said it's not acceptable for us not to, God. So, God, help us on tonight, God, to hold on to your word, to take, Father God, hold on to the things that you're teaching us, God. God, give us the wisdom on tonight, God. Give us the knowledge and understanding, Father God, so that these things won't be, Father God, misconceived, Father God, or manipulated, Father God. They will not be disrupted in our thoughts and our mind, but we'll get it just the way that you want us to get it, God. Lord God, let your word plant some seeds in us, God. Let those seeds mature in us on tonight, Father God. They'll make a team to blossom, grow, flourish, and thrive in you even the more, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you on tonight, Father God, for being who you are for us, God, and doing what you do for us, God, as you know to do best, Lord God. Lord God, continue to chastise and correct us, God, because your word says that you correct those that you love, Lord God. We want to say thank you on today, God. Remove the negativity from that thought, God, thinking because you chastise and correct us, God, that you don't love us, God, because we know if you don't, Father God, it's the problem, Lord. So on tonight, God, we embrace it even the more, God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for letting your word ground us, root us, and anchor us, God. Continue to order our steps in your word, God. Continue, Lord God, to guide our tongue with your words, God. Continue, Lord God, to let our words, Father, your thoughts, our thoughts, God, be shaped by your word, Father God, so that we may be pleasing in your sight, God, because we desire to make you smile. We want to be able to continue, Lord God, to come to you and be a temple that you can dwell in, Lord God, to be a living sacrifice, God, holy and acceptable to you, Father God, that you continue, Lord God, to use us, Lord God, because we are yours and you are ours. We are your servants, Lord God, and we come before you right now. We bow as humbly as we know how, Father God, to our great creator, to our king, to our God, to our Lord and our Savior, Lord God, that you may continue to let your kingdom be built, Lord God. We want to say thank you on tonight, Father God, for the calling and the choosing, God, for the hand picking, Lord God, that you specifically do, Lord God, what you do in us for your glory, God. God, may you continue to be glorified in our lives, God. May your light continue to shine within us, God, as we mature in you, God, and when we are seen, you are seen in our deeds, Lord God. Oh, God, continue, Lord God, to perfect that thing inside of us that concerns us. Continue, Father God, to give us the character that we need on today, Father God. Even, Lord God, in regards to our enemies on today, Father God, that we'll do as your word says to do, Father God. Oh, God, we want to thank you on tonight for giving us a heart of forgiveness and a heart of absolutions, for giving us a heart and a mind, God, to even choose to want to begin to let go, Lord God. Lord God, we know that it won't be easy, but we know it's doable, Lord God, if we just follow. God, take that first step, Lord God, that you will help us to go the rest of the way, Lord God. So, Father God, may we continue to keep moving forward, Father God, so that we continue to progress, Lord God. We want to say thank you on today for the growth and the maturity in you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for all that you have done for us, God. Everything that you are doing now and everything that you are about to do, Father God. We want to let you know on tonight, God, that you are more than enough, Lord. And we love you and we appreciate you, Father God. We couldn't be more grateful and thankful for you, Father God, because you are so patient and kind to us, God. You're so tolerant and temperate with us, Lord God. You're so forgiving and understanding with us, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, because you did not have to do as much as you did, Lord God. And you went above and beyond, Lord God, because you gave us your only son, Lord God, and he paid the price and sacrifice for us to be here today, Father God, that we may be able to continue to walk in your word, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the blood that was shed, God, and the stripes on his back, God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God, because what you did for us, Lord, it was more than enough, Lord. And we want to say thank you for God. We thank you for that on tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, you gave your only son. What kind of love is that, Lord? You gave your only son just for us, God, that we may be able to be free, Lord, that we can grow in you, Lord, and be closer to you, God. Oh, Lord, we want to thank you on tonight, God. We thank you on tonight, God. Oh, Lord, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, God. God, continue to give us that willingness and the obedience that we need, God, that you continue to help us to mature, Lord God. Let us not harden our hearts like poor God. Let us not be stubborn and stiff-necked, God. Let us not be haughty, Father God. Let us not think and believe that we know what's best for God when we do not, God. You know what's best for us, Lord God. So, Father God, continue to do what's best for God. And may we willingly submit and surrender unto you and your mighty hand and your authority, God, that you may continue to rule and reign in our lives, God. God, we welcome you to have your way, God. We invite you into every situation and circumstance, God, that you may continue, God, to be God and be God all by yourself, Lord. God, continue to touch everybody in the sanctuary on tonight that came, Lord God. Let their word from God not leave them, Lord God, even if they leave this place, Lord God. Let it be stirred up on the inside of them, Lord God. Let it, Father God, be in their hearts and their minds, God. They will meditate on it day and night, God, and not forget what your word said, God. Let them not only be a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word, God, they will get some results, Lord God. Oh, God, continue to hear their prayers, Lord God. Everybody that they wrote down on the altar, God, and they asked for your help, Lord God, to release them from, Father God, and to help them to forgive, Father God, those things that cause them to be in their place and think and believe that they don't measure up, God. And if they still feel like that, God, oh, God, I'm asking that tonight, God, if their minds will be changed and they won't be the same way that they came, and that they will know that they are more than enough, God, no matter, God, what's being performed against them, God, or what's not being done. Oh, God, I'm asking tonight they will know, God, if they are more than enough. They are just enough. They just the right amount, Father God. And maybe that other person just does not know how to handle what they have, God. Oh, God, continue, Lord God, to teach us, God, even not to do it to one another, Father God. Because each and every one of us, God, are just enough, Lord God. Let me continue, Father God, so not only do I work and now I value, but see that same work and value in each other, Lord God, and utilize it to lift each other up and encourage one another on today, Father God. Speak life into somebody else, Lord God. God, we thank you. Tonight, God, I speak life into each and every person in the sanctuary, God, and everybody connected to us, God. They may know that they are everything they need to be, God. Lord, touch our children, God, and may they know that they are more than enough, God. They will not fall into peer pressure, God, or the temptation, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. God, you are great, and you are greater to be praised, and we give you our highest praise on tonight, God. Our hallelujah belongs to you, Lord. You are worthy, 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 worthy of it all, Lord God, and we bless you, Lord. God, tonight continue to hear our prayers and answer them, Father God. And may we continue, Lord God, to give you our best praise and worship, God, because you deserve it all, Lord. We love you and we appreciate you, God. And we pray and ask these things, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. When you was praying, the Lord showed me that a lot of times when things are being said or being done about you, it's being done to you, concerning you, the Lord showed me that the person who is doing it, they feel like they cannot measure up to you. So they want to put you in a place where they are. And they feel and limit their own selves. So they want everybody else to feel and limit. Are y'all following me? Because hurt people hurt people. They want you to feel some type of way because they feel in some type of way. So because they feel like they can't measure up to you, that's when that resentment and that bitterness and all that other stuff. But why are you trying to measure up to me? The comparison. This is what causes all that foolishness and negativity inside of our minds, inside of our thoughts, ill will towards one another, when we ain't even got to do that because God says we're all valuable. We are all valuable. We are all important. We all have a purpose. We all are growing daily. Ain't nobody obtained, because if they did, they'll be dead. And half of the ones that are dead, they ain't obtained still. Are y'all following me? I love you guys so much. You may be singing if you want to. I hope it was something saying on tonight that would encourage you. I know y'all thought I was going to be running through here tonight. I know y'all thought I was going to be running and hollering and jumping, but he wanted us to learn some things, that we are conquerors, that we are more than what we think we are. God saw the best in us. He saw the best in us. Keita, put some oil on your right, on your hand, on your right hand, and anoint your left leg, because the Lord is, you got a whole bunch of fluid in that left leg. You real comfortable, ain't you? You see? You need not even wear no socks or footies. Because I know when you take them off, you see that line. Anoint both of them. That one right there, you need to take off your feet. Did you hear? Don't you see that lying around here? That's poor. I think it's the right. I think I
Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our offering, and then we're going to get ready to dismiss. I remember the Lord had me to tell my mother that a lot of sickness and everything that was going on in her body is because of she have not repented and she was disobedient. Non-belief. He had me tell her them three things. We got to believe God in any and every area of our lives. Obedience activates healing. It activates healing. He may tell us what to do, what to eat, how to do it, when to do it, whatever. It will heal us. He knows what's best for us. And just go to him, Lord, I repent for being disobedient to you. I said, we ain't talking about nobody else. We're talking about our relationship with God. We ain't got to measure up to nobody else's expectation, nobody else's standards. Don't worry about what nobody else say. Don't worry about what nobody else think. Don't worry about how folk look at you. Can't nobody put you in heaven and hell. God wants us to be healed. He wants us to be delivered. He wants us to be restored. He wants us to be made whole. And it all starts with choosing. Choosing what? To believe God is. Because can't nobody else do jack. Nobody, y'all. I'm telling you. I'm telling y'all. A lot of our sickness come from worry. Don't you know you can get ulcers and all that from worry? Migraines that they can't. You wonder why your back hurting because you're carrying too much stuff. He say cast that is. I'm telling y'all. I know just as good when I'm stressed. I know just as good when because I take on so much, not just for me, but for everybody that has ever crossed my path, whether they are enemy, a friend, a love, or y'all don't know. When I sit up here and tell y'all, I know just as good. But baby, when I come to God and I release all them troubles, all them worries, all that shame, all that fear, all that pain that I'm carrying for other folks. Today, listen to me. God knows what's best for us. And if he said it, we gotta believe it in order to see it. That sermon on Sunday, I asked all y'all to listen to it again. Because let me tell you something. It'll activate you or know you a compass. Through it all. Through it all. I'm telling you. I told y'all that God wrote all our story that we may come out victorious. We can only come out victorious through the present. To continue on. All this stuff is in the Bible.
I'm telling you, you could carry sickness in your body just because God is trying to build your faith. It ain't always got to be sin. It ain't always got to be worry. Yep, y'all ain't. I'm just saying. It could be. Because I know, this is what the far as fluid. The way you carry so much fluid in your lower extremities. I know for a fact that he can dry fluid up. See, you carrying it down below. I was carrying it in my head, in my front temporal lobe, which will kill me. Cause me to be a vegetable, not knowing what I'm doing or how I'm doing it. When they say they wanted to do surgery on me and put a shunt in my head where the fluid can drain out and I have to wear it for the rest of my life. You know what I told them? I was only in my 20s, y'all. My late 20s. I say, y'all ain't finna cut on my head because I know the first surgeon ever. I know that he's able to dry that fluid up in my brain. He dried up the Red Sea, the Jordan River, and the woman with the issue of blood. I believe that with any and everything in me. And when I went back 30, 60 days later, they couldn't find no fluid. Because I simply stood, but I had to experience what they said. But I had to stand firm, I said tonight, a standard on what I know God is capable of doing. How did I allow that word to become life in my life? Because I simply believe God. I believe God. I know if he can do it for me, I know he can do it for you. You know when women tell you, I know he can do it for you? Because he ain't no man that's a respected person. I know he's capable and he able. Any and everybody. I remember the Lord told me to tell this elder before. I told him because his mama had a stroke. She was a woman of God and all this and all that. And she was messed up. She was messed up just like me, but she did not heal. And so this is what I told him. I said, the Lord told me to tell you, as an elder standing before God's people, to simply believe him. Pray for your mom. Lay hands on her and watch she be healed. If you don't, she will die. Just like she is. That's how she died. Just like she was. And it was only, what, 30 days later. I'm telling you, obedience. If he didn't say, I pray for her, and I experience what she experienced. Him. The little girl that died in the Bible. The Bible says that the mother and the father was the only ones, the mother, father, and Jesus. When they went in there, when Jesus walked in the door, the people start mocking him. Oh, she ain't sleep. He said, she just sleep. No, she ain't sleep. She dead. He said, you know what? Everybody go. Get it. That. See, sometimes you got to get away from that negative person. You got to stop believing that negative thing that a doctor tell you. He built you to be a conqueror. He did. Did he heal you? Completely. All that stuff that they said, that what you got today besides a baby in your belly? A baby in your belly. That, I'm just saying. I can't persuade you. But I sure can tell you my story, baby. Because if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. God is not a God that got to respect the persons, because he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. All you got to do is just believe. All you got to do is just believe. That's what he said. Everybody that ran up to Jesus and said, will you heal me? Can you hear me? He said, do you believe I can? He said, because I know I can. Do you believe I can? Yeah, I believe it. Be it unto you according to what you believe. It's according to you. God will allow us to even have stuff going on in our bodies and he don't heal it. As Paul. He said, I went to the Lord 3 times about this thing. Take that thorn out of my flesh, Lord. I don't want to be limping. I don't want to be. He said, you are already too prideful. I got to keep you right there. I got to keep you there. See, it could be a number of reasons why we go through what we go through. But whatever we going through, guess what it's leading to, y'all? Maturity. Growth. It can only come through experience. You cannot grow if you don't experience nothing. You just can't. You got to go through it. It ain't going to be easy. Stop trying to get stuff easy. Stop that. You thought marriage was going to be easy, didn't you, girl? But you're growing. As a what? Wife. You maturing. Your sisters and how many other people in your life, they've been married for years, still ain't matured. Still ain't old. Still, they coming to you for advice in marriage and they've been married longer than you. So I'm saying, he said the least will grow and the birds will come and sit under your tree. Come on, baby. They're going to come to you because you got wise counsel, because you have matured, because you have grown, and it came through correction. It came through acceptance. It came from you choosing. That's where it came from. That's how you get it. That's the only way you can get it. It ain't gonna just be thrown in your lap and you get to eating and chewing. No, you got to choose so you don't regurgitate. You regurgitate every time you stop. You regurgitate every time you give up. You regurgitate every time you downgrade yourself. You regurgitate every time you degrade yourself. You regurgitate every time you separate yourself. I'm just saying. And all this stuff is in the Bible. I'm just, you know, paraphrasing. Read the book, is in there. We were born to conquer all. But he said more than a conqueror. So being more than a conqueror, no, you can overcome it. But if by chance you don't stop. If by chance you don't get mad at him because he ain't healed you. Don't get mad at him because he ain't gave you what you want. Don't get mad at him. Keep pushing. Because I'm teaching you how to have patience. Because everything ain't expedient for you. I'm teaching you how to not to be anxious. I'm teaching you how to hold on. I'm teaching you how to not be prideful. I'm teaching you how to love anyway. I'm just saying. Because we compare ourselves with one another. But we don't know what they had to go through to get where they at. I'm just saying, y'all. It's a whole nother stuff. I said I'm getting off. And I ain't got what else to do. All this needs to be. We need it all. That we may be able to understand. Oh, I'm not good enough. Or I'm not doing right. So he's not going to do this. You know, what I just tell y'all about that. Sometimes we can't make a step. The Bible says he'll carry you. Sometimes you are at your weakest. He said, that's when I'm strong for you. We don't get it. What part can't we get? We are more than conquerors. That's what he said. Come on, if you gave an offering or you're giving an offering, get you an envelope, put it in that envelope. If you're doing cash out, envelopes, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. We ain't got to pretend that this ain't going on, or this ain't happening, or this ain't, you know, because we gotta just believe. And why is we exalting things higher than God? He higher than that pain. He said, by them stripes we are healed. We can't exalt that situation or that. We doing not enough to shake off some things. So the offering in the air. Dear God in heaven, we come to you and we just want to thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for your encouraging word, letting us know that we are conquerors. We ain't got to compete, Father God. We ain't got the worry. We ain't got the fear. We giving you any and every problem, concern, worry, fear, Father God. Any and everything that's in our hearts that's not like you, Lord. We're asking you to remove it on tonight. We're asking you these things, God, that you open up your revelation to your word continuously to us, God, that we will not be in a place of segregation, degradation, or simply being stuck and stopping. Lord, we're asking you to help us on tonight to continue to press on and accept our own selves as being more than conquerors. Lord, touch each and every individual in this sanctuary. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, and even your hope. And cap your angels around our cars even as we get ready to leave this place. Let us return home just as we left it, which are safe. Lord, continue to grow us. Continue to mature us. Continue to settle us on tonight, God. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And you are dismissed. I'm going to anoint everybody before you guys go.
I hope it was something saying on tonight that would encourage you. That would encourage you guys. Stop trying to measure up to what you think somebody else thinks about you. That's too much energy. That's too much energy. It's exhausting.